This is Morning Edition on KACU. The Women, Infants, and Children program in Abilene, or WIC, has recently expanded access to one of its activities, cooking classes. WIC has been helping families in Taylor County since 1977 and currently serves about 3,300 clients monthly. The program added cooking classes in 2001 after receiving a grant aimed at reducing obesity in the community. Organizers hope that teaching WIC recipients how to cook meals for themselves would lead to healthier choices and less reliance on prepackaged meals. KACU's Matthew Thompson has more on WIC's efforts to help people develop new skills and experience new foods.
WIC normally specializes in providing women, infants, and children with access to food and nutritional supplements. But on the first Thursday of each month, the organization goes a step further. It opens its doors to participants for a free cooking class.
And you just put it in that bowl. I've already cut these up. You'll put those in there also.
Instructors show the class how to prepare foods that the participants may have never tried before. WIC wanted to be able to contribute more to the community that they help. And as WIC Director Lois Woods explains, one of the best ways to help their participants was to teach them the cooking skills to prepare their own meals.
A lot of our participants were interested in learning how to cook, not just the basics, putting a meal together, but they were interested in how to properly set a table or how to dice or how to julienne and to get more hands-on, tangible experience.
Okay. Who else is going to help? Cut up the cilantro and the avocado and the lime, okay? And then on the rice salad, I've already cooked the rice.
Each class focuses on one type of ingredient, such as a dairy item or a vegetable, and they prepare enough food for each participant to take some home. Daisy, who only wanted to give her first name, is one of the students.
Well, this is my second time coming, and the first time we did something with protein, and this time around I came and we tried different recipes with dairy.
Feta cheese on top. How many of you ever had feta cheese?
Daisy says that one of her favorite things about the cooking classes are the combinations of food, as she did not expect certain foods to match with others.
The broccoli, I didn't think using broccoli and yogurt and stuff together that would taste good.
The cooking classes have come a long way from their initial inception in 2002, when they were taught in community recreation centers. Over time, the program was able to move the classes to its own facilities. Though they still continue to collaborate with other community partners, Lois Woods says that she believes that these collaborations make the Abilene-Taylor County WIC stand out from other programs.
Other cooking programs just really focus on their program, but the Abilene-Taylor County WIC program has reached out and partnered with a lot of community partners, and we invite them to come to our cooking classes as well as let them have our facility so that they can engage their own cooking classes.
After opening the cooking classes to the public this past January, they've grown to around 10 regular students. The cooking classes are offered on the first Thursday of each month at 10:15 a.m. and 2:15 p.m. While the classes are free, WIC asks that those who are interested RSVP on the Abilene WIC website so organizers can have adequate supplies and materials. For KACU, this is Matthew Thompson.